Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Moose and Mons with you with our DRF race of the week. And make sure to double your first deposit with DRF Bets. Get up to $250 sign-up bonus with promo code DOUBLE, D-O-U-B-L-E. Mons, we're heading to the fairgrounds for our DRF, Daily Racing Form race of the week. And it's race 8, mile and 16th on the turf. It's the AM Stall Memorial, worth $100K. You know, an interesting field when you look at this. You have a field of 14 that are going to be going postward. A couple also eligibles. Who do you pick in this one?
So when you look at this race, everyone's going to look at Mitchell Road. 5-2, obviously a really good horse. Gritty, can be close to the lead, can be on the lead, can come off the pace. But I watched that last race, and I understand that Gulfstream's got a weird stretch for the green.
It does.
So, to me, he didn't run poorly, but he had really no excuse to lose that race. So, with that being said, I had to look elsewhere this race. Now, look, the fairgrounds, to me, the stretch is one of the best stretches in the country. It's long. It really sets up well for closers. So, with that being said, I went outside and looked at Zofel, the 12 horse. Warning line 7-2 for Brendan Walsh with Florancio, who I typically don't like on horses that are coming off the pace. Much prefer Florancio, Flo the Jock, sitting just on or being the pace itself. But if you look at this horse who's come here from Europe and has done nothing wrong, 3-for-3, three races late in 2019, moving up in class every time, buyer speed figure getting better every time. Wasn't always pace favored. I mean, he came off races where it was going 23 and 47. He's sitting 9-10 lengths behind. I mean, that's not a blazing pace to get up to. So there is some pace in this race. Mitchell Road being one of the pace horses. You look at a horse like Make a Little Mischief has some pace. Don't Tell Marge in the past has gone to the lead. Obviously, Elsa, who I like in this race as well, in the exotics goes to the lead. So I'm looking for a deep closer here, especially at fairgrounds. So I landed on the 12 Zofel. I am going to use Mitchell Road at 5-2 underneath, who I think is consistent enough as a racehorse that his worst effort still puts him in the money here. Puts her in the money here. So certainly going to use Mitchell Road here. And the 6 Elsa, who I like, who I'm going to give a little bit of a look as a long shot winner here, who I think could steal this race gate to wire. If Elsa goes to the lead or just sits off, she's run some good races, especially at fairgrounds. Hit the board 2 out of 3 times at fairgrounds. Was okay last year, not great. Had a much better 2018. But, you know, fairgrounds is one of those tracks. It's like Gulfstream and like Monmouth Park that I prefer horses that have run well at that track. I've seen historically horses that run well at fairgrounds, even if they're at a long shot odds, still run well at the fairgrounds in a higher stakes race. So Elsa, 15-1 for me, I'm going to use underneath. So my triple, Zofel, Mitchell Road, Elsa. I think Zofel is a really nice horse who's going to run really well here, run well in the States this year. And I think Mitchell Road's going to get over bet. So if you can get Zofel at 3.5-1 or 4-1, that's going to be a big bet for me.
Yeah, I went with Zofel and Mitchell Road underneath my top pick. And I went with the 8, Arisa, the Argentinian bred for Ignacio Correas. Blinkers on, first time LASIKs, James Graham aboard. Correas had a good 2019, has run well on the turf the 4 occasions down in Argentina. First, fourth, third, and third, beaten by a length and a half. All well-backed as well, a 6-year-old mare out of Pure Prize. Because I think it's kind of a little 12-1 on the morning line. I think Arisa's got a little bit of a look for Correas with Graham aboard. I didn't love anything else. I agree with you about the knocks on Mitchell Road. I did look at your top pick. That's why I'm using Zofel underneath the 12 horse. But I am going with Arisa, the 8 on top. So to me, it went with Arisa, 12-1 on the morning line on top. Then I threw in Mitchell Road and Zafella. Those were my top three picks in race 8 at the Fairgrounds.
Yeah, and if this horse drew a better number, Quebec, on the away, on the outside of 14.
Yeah, good pick.
Would have been a horse I would have looked at. But drawing that 14th rail, it's going to be very tough. But this horse runs well at Fairgrounds. I like the versatility. They use this horse sprinting. They use this horse routing. Joe Sharp always has his horses ready. Gets a jockey local in Beshikia, whose name I can never pronounce. I'm turning into the Chris Russo of analysts. I can't say anybody's name in horse racing. That's the trainer that you used in this race. If I tried saying his name, it would have come out awful.
Correa, yes.
Yes. But that to me, Quebec is a super nice horse. I mean, 7 for 30. I love horses that have the ability to run 30 times and is going to keep running into his sixth season. So, but. To me, Zafel is my top pick, and I really like that. I really like the horse. I like the pick. I'm actually, this is one of those horses that not only do I like in this race, I'm interested in seeing where they go after. So I think we're looking at a good stakes horse, and it's going to start the season off well for that barn.
So there you have it. Monzo's got Zafel on top, the 12. I have the 8 on top, which is Arisa, and that's race 8 at the Fairgrounds, which is the AM Stall Memorial, worth $100,000, a mile and a 16th. On the turf, and that is your DRF race of the week. And make sure to double your bets and double your first deposit with DRF bets. Get up to $250 sign up bonus with promo code double. That's DOUBLE. The Moose and Mons DRF race of the week, Fairgrounds race 8. Moose, I'm on the 8, Monzo's on the 12. Good luck on Saturday, everyone.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.